Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric Johnson today. A brand new wheat variety coming to market thanks to the University of Minnesota. Dr. Joachim Wiersma, a small grain specialist with the U of M up in Crookston, says the university has had a wheat breeding program for a very long time. It's produced a lot of new varieties over the decades.
The university releases almost a new variety each year if we have good candidates. Dr. Jim Anderson is the spring wheat breeder and has been 20 years already. And so the latest release is MN Rotze. It's a nice combination of traits.
The variety named after the town in west central Minnesota, although if you live there, you don't pronounce it Rotze. He talks about one of the new variety's most important traits.
Straw strength. And growers like that because nothing is more inconvenient than slowing down during harvest, basically resisting going flat against the ground.
And he says the new variety will check all the important boxes for U.S. wheat growers.
It's a nice combination of grain yield, quality, and disease resistances that are important, chemically important. So leaf rot and Fusarium head blight, pretty good tolerance, good protein. As you know, hard red spring wheat is marketed where protein matters. The standard is 14% protein.
MN Rotze can be grown in any part of the traditional wheat growing areas throughout rural America. Once the U of M approves the variety for public release, it goes to the Minnesota Crop Improvement Association in St. Paul. The association's members produce the foundation seed before the variety finally gets approved for sale. University does get paid royalties on sales of the new wheat variety. Canada is ending single-use plastic packaging.
Over the next 18 months, Canadian companies will be banned from making them or importing them by the end of this year, and from using and selling them by the end of 2023. This ban on plastic packaging is a real problem for the greenhouse cucumber industry. A lot of English variety cucumbers are grown in southwestern Ontario, which is where the most geographically intensive greenhouse industry in the world is located. Its thin skin makes the English more susceptible to shipping damage, so they are plastic packaged in single-use plastic for protection. As such, the upcoming ban on single-use plastics is a real concern for English cucumber growers in Canada. But not Westmoreland Topline Farms, based in Leamington, Ontario, near the Windsor-Detroit border. Topline Farms is ahead of the plastic ban curve. This past week, Topline became the first Canadian producer to ship its English cucumbers with a wax-like, edible, food-based coating that completely replaces the need for plastic wrap protection. The spray-on, edible, or peel-off coating solves several problems. Topline Farms manager Dino DeLaudo says that consumers are constantly complaining about all the plastic packaging.
We've gone from a package where the individual cucumbers were wrapped in plastic to a completely plastic-free packaging option. We've gone from one of the most complained about items in the produce aisle to now a completely plastic-free cucumber.
Topline Farms has been working with California-based Appeal Sciences, which developed the spray-on process. Ravi Joly with Appeal Sciences, and it completely eliminates tons of single-use plastic package waste.
A typical English cucumber equates to about 1.6 grams of plastic. If you were to actually do the math on all cucumbers that are consumed in Canada, it's about 800 metric tons worth of plastic. And so if you think about the impact that this technology can have on just one item, the savings are pretty immense for the environment and also for consumers.
That's a lot of plastic. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a visit with Andrew Thostenson.